The podcast, All the Way Authentic, is about finding your authentic self and living your authentic life. Join us on our learning journey on All the Way Authentic. I'm your host, Kevin.
That's when I started my career, so I'm not really as old as it sounds. I also wanted to say that it's, you know, it's funny how life is. I lived in Shoreline for like 10 years, from like 2000 to about 2010-ish, right around there. And then was gone for a long time, and now I'm back. So my wife and I are back here and happy to be here on such a sunny day. I wanted to also mention that I don't know how many people have seen the beautiful mural out here, the Juneteenth mural. I know the artist, Myron, is here somewhere. I think it's all. Please, before you leave, if you haven't already seen it, just go. I think it's right over here on this wall over here. So I just wanted to spend about 5 or 6 minutes to kind of give you something to think about the significance of Juneteenth. And I, you know, working in DEI, you hear a lot of pushback from people. We have too many holidays, and why are we always talking about race and, you know, that kind of thing? But there's a reason for it. One afternoon, I found myself getting very emotional and actually started to cry as I was sitting on the sofa of my living room watching the Stax music documentary. I don't know, dating myself again, mentioning things like Stax music. But Stax Music was a famous record label back in the 1960s and 1970s, and featured recording stars like Otis Redding, who wrote and sang Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, and Sam and Dave, who had many hit songs like Soul Man. I was getting really emotional because as I was enjoying this documentary, I was also learning that while these black superstars of music enjoyed performing, fame, and a fair amount of money, at the same time, during the 60s, they had to endure threats, violence, discrimination, and often had to perform in front of segregated audiences across America. They could not even stay in the same hotels that they performed in. What finally made the tears kind of flow freely was when I learned that they were treated better, these black American superstar recording artists, that they were treated better in England and France, where audiences didn't seem to mind that they were black. And so that I was thinking to myself, wow, you go back to your own country and you're treated worse than you are in other countries. I also watched another documentary about how the black soldiers in World War II, and my dad was one, were also treated better in England and in France than in the country they were forced to defend. These are just some of the few critical things about history that I was not taught in school. And in the last 10 years, I think I've learned more about history, and black history in particular, than I did in middle school, high school, and college put together. Because when I was going to school, it was basically, they kind of skipped over things. It was like, okay, the black people were slaves, then Lincoln freed the slaves, and then everything was good until the 60s when Martin Luther King showed up. And all of a sudden, there was Jim Crow and the KKK. They left out about 80 years of history. And after the slaves were freed and the Civil War was over, there was just a new form of terror that took its place. Reconstruction was full of death. It was full of pain. It was full of just different forms of oppression. So I say that because these are the kind of things that not only as a black child I was not taught, but that all of my peers were not taught as well. Officially called Juneteenth, National Independence Day, Juneteenth is a federal holiday. That's great because it just keeps it on the forefront. People say, well, what is this Juneteenth? It forces them to find out, what is Juneteenth? If it wasn't a holiday, a lot of people wouldn't even be thinking about it. On June 19, 1865, Mayor General Gordon Granger ordered the final enforcement of the Emancipation Proclamation in Texas. It's also important to point out that, like, throughout history, when there's change, positive change, not everybody's on board. So it took several years for it to finally get to Texas, because there were all kinds of different tactics that slave owners were using in different states to prevent that from happening. So again, it was one of those things. It wasn't a case where Gordon Granger just showed up on a horse and said, y'all are free. That wasn't the case. There's a lot more to the story, and that's the point. There were chain gangs, loitering laws, the Tulsa race riot, which is always called a riot, which seems to indicate that there were kind of two sides going at it. It really was a massacre. And that only really came to light in the last couple of years. President Joe Biden signed a new bill into law, making the day known as Juneteenth. On June 17, 2021, one quote I do like from President Biden was that he said that Juneteenth doesn't ignore the moments of great pain, they embrace them. So that's what we need to do. We need to go back because there are still forces today that have kind of similar mentalities to the people in the 1860s, the 1870s. Although Juneteenth is a federal holiday, the sobering reality is that some Americans are still angry about it. I force myself, I usually take a couple of Tums, and I force myself to read the comments on social media after a station like King 5 will post, hey, it's Juneteenth, go out and celebrate. Force yourself to read the comments, not so that you're triggered or traumatized, but that you're reminded that even though we've come a long way as a country, we still have a long way to go, because there's plenty of resistance, racism. People are saying things like, well, we have the 4th of July, why do we need Juneteenth? Well, I'll take the 4th of July off, I'll go to a barbecue. I don't have a problem with the 4th of July, but I don't think as a black person it really relates to me. My ancestors were not free in 1776. Juneteenth is also important for black children and all children to know about. I grew up in the 1960s when there were few black roles on TV and in the films, the film industry. And finally, I began to realize, you know, why was it that every time there was a Sidney Poitier movie that came out in the 60s, my parents would take me and rush to see it? You know, a little 6-7-year-old watching Lilies of the Field, guess who's coming to dinner? I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'd rather watch, you know, something a little more action. Well, it was because he was really the only black actor on television, or on film actually, that was a positive image. Everything else was either a stereotype or non-existent. So again, it's very important for children, again, of all backgrounds, to really know about the history, the good, the bad, and the ugly of American history. And if all of you are working for a company or a church or an organization, don't make this a check-the-box situation. There's a lot of companies and organizations that can be very performative and say, oh, it's Black History Month. Let's pay all this enormous attention to Black history. We'll fly flags, we'll have a guest speaker, and then you don't think about it the rest of the year. These types of conversations and also this ability or this opportunity to learn more about our history should happen year-round. So I'm saying, if you work in a workplace, have book clubs, have discussions. There's plenty of documentaries about Juneteenth. There's plenty of documentaries about Native American history, about all kinds of different histories. Don't make this a check the box, because those conversations that you have about things that happened in the past will open up opportunities to have a deeper understanding of your neighbors, your coworkers, and your friends, and the new friends that you might meet. So happy Juneteenth, everyone.
Thanks for listening to All the Way Authentic. I'm your host, Kevin B. Henry.